And welcome Talk back. Radio.
And welcome back to the Thursday edition, NPA Live. God bless.
342-7900. That number again is 913-342-7900. Now, they're going to ask you for a credit card to hold the reservation with. It will be charged once you arrive, but not until. Please make sure you tell them that you are part of the first fruit room block. And if I were you all, I'd be heading this way. All that teaching we've been getting, been receiving on the Holy Ghost, you can imagine what it's going to be like when we all get together and just celebrate and see the Lord work through the power of the Holy Ghost. God bless you. Looking forward to seeing you June 19th through the 22nd in Kansas City.
Bless you. We're looking forward to everybody being here. Amen. Make your way. Amen. You have the faith, God's got the power. And faith without works is dead. You got to put them forth. Yeah. Call and make your reservation. Amen. In the name of Jesus. All right.
Dr. Johnson.
Uh-huh.
Dr. Johnson, this is Foster Stith. May I ask Sister Jean if she would give the number to the second hotel that is pet friendly?
Pet friendly hotel. Mm-hmm.
There is a second hotel that she also has. I just wanted to know if she would just put that number out there as well.
All right, we'll give her a moment.
Okay, Doctor, I'm sorry. Prophetess Stitz, may I text that number to you? Unfortunately, I don't have that information with me right now, but the name of the property is the Hawthorne, the Wyndham Hawthorne Suites. It's on College Boulevard in Overland Park, Kansas. I will text you the number.
Thank you.
And I will announce tomorrow for anyone else that has pets that's traveling.
I think, why don't you give that number to the hotel again, to the Hilton Garden again. 914.
The number for the Hilton Garden Inn is 913-342-7900. 913-342-7900. Those of you that are flying in, you're flying into the MCI Airport in Kansas City, Missouri. But the convention is going to be in Kansas City, Kansas.
Amen. And that's a good thing because you're coming from the airport and you come through Kansas City, Kansas before you get to Kansas City, Missouri. Amen. You can do that. All right. God bless you. 913-342-7900. We're looking for you all. Now, make your reservation. Don't wait till the last moment when prices are jacked up high. Amen. Take advantage of what the Lord has done for you. And the Lord has blessed you to get a better price if you will go ahead and make your reservation. Make sure you say first fruits. And we don't want to find out you made reservations and didn't use first fruits because it puts you under something else when you don't. Say first fruits. We want to register as a block. In other words, there is power in 2 or 3, 4, 5, 10, 20 power when we come together. Amen. One can put $1,000 with a light and $2, $10. Let's be in unity. God wants his people to be with one accord. Amen. Instead of on the card, get off the card. Let's get with one card. All right. God bless all of you, and let's open the line up now to any prayer requests. Any of our assistants can take some prayer requests. Amen. Did we have? I didn't ever ask if Elder Strotter, Pastor Strotter is on the line. I don't know if he's on there, but I know Ambassador Hagen is on the line. He told us about the blog line. Are you there, Pastor Strotter? All right, let's keep praying for him. Amen. And Ambassador Hagen, go ahead. The Lord bless you.
I'll praise the fact that this is the name of the Lord. Good morning, Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, to the entire staff and everyone who's listening from all around the world. I am Ambassador Hagen and guest, and we're here and we're broadcasting live in our studio NPA of the Blog Talk Radio. And we can be reached simply by dialing into the live studio 347-934-0207. And we are being heard all over the world. God bless. Back to you, Dr. Johnson.
Amen. I understand that the blog line has a listening audience of around 42 million people. Amen. Is that right?
More than 42 million.
Amen. I want to see, check it with this. I want to see, want to make the blog line available every night for the Billion Praise time, the Billion Praise Convention time. Amen. Do you know if we can get some of y'all who are skeptics, do you know if 1 million people, not 42 million, but if 1 million people, if we can lead them into thanking God 1,000 times, do you know that that would be 1 billion praises? I want to repeat that for y'all. You know, you have to have the numbers repeated 3 or 4 or 5 times. 913-342-7900. Let me tell you again, if 1 million people would take time, 15 minutes, to thank God 1,000 times, just 1 million, not 42 million, but 1 million, to take time to thank him 1,000 times, that would be 1 billion praises. 1,000 times 1 million is 1 billion. 1,000 1 million people thanking God 1,000 times is 1 billion praises. Think about that. Amen. It is possible to give God 1 billion praises with no problem. With no problem. Amen. Just with 1 million people to thank him 1,000 times, we got 1 billion praises. God bless you. And we'll do that. Amen. Let's go to our prayer request. We'll have prayer today and close. But if you have a prayer request, you need the Lord to do something for you, this is the right line because he does wonderful miracles on this line. We've had people receive healing from cancer, healing from diabetes, healing from back problems, from leg problems, from foot problems, from neck problems, from stomach problems, from heart problems, from liver problems, from dialysis problems, from all kinds of problems everywhere. This is the miracle prayer line. All right, I'm going to have to ask somebody who's sleepy. You know you're sleepy. Just mute your line. Amen. In the name of Jesus. All right. One of our assistants, get them to pray for us. Let's jump in there and take the prayer for us. I'm going to open it to you. Anybody? Otherwise, I'll have to continue. All right. You gave me the opportunity. You have a prayer request, why don't you jump in there now? The Lord may have done everything already. Never came to this line, but the Lord is going to do it because there are miracles happening all the time. But you have a prayer request, make it known now. We'll pray for you. Anybody?
I have a prayer request of my oldest daughter, this Evangelist Johnson in New York. My Linda was admitted into the hospital last night. She has been there since she's had it for 17 years, but now she's got a lot of problem with her leg, being numb, and her feet, and she is in the hospital because she has contracted a couple of infections from all the medication she's on, and I'm asking for a financial blessing for myself.
All right, I'm having a problem hearing you. The problem for your daughter, we're praying for. What did she contact?
No, I said my daughter, the oldest daughter, her name is Linda. She was admitted to the hospital. She has MS. And her leg
are y'all understanding what she's saying? She has what?
She has MS.
Multiple sclerosis. sclerosis.
Multiple sclerosis.
Okay, multiple.
And she's had it for 17 years. And now her muscles in her legs are getting, her legs are numb and the muscles are getting very weak. So they admitted her into the hospital and they have her on a lot of intravenous trying to clear up the infections that she developed from the steroids that she has been taking. And she's not feeling well at all. I just spoke with her this morning.
Let's pray for her right now.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Evangelist Jonathan, give me her name.
Linda.
Linda Johnson.
Yes, sir. Her married name is Johnson. She's a
all right.
Johnson.
And she's there in New York, right?
Yes, she's in New York, in a hospital in Queens.
Yeah. Heavenly Father, you who are everywhere.
Yes, yes.
I told the people this morning that whenever you step in the room, everything is subject to you. May I ask a question to you for the people's sake? Is multiple sclerosis subject to you?
Hallelujah.
You made it, Lord. You made it. Everything you make, which is everything, you can control. You do control. Multiple sclerosis. Yeah, you foreign spirit trying to be a vagabond and live inside that body of Linda Johnson, the daughter of Evangelist Johnson. In the name of Jesus, I command you to loose her.
Thank you.
Put it on that girl. To bind every demon. Every demon. You come to afflict that girl, get out! You don't have any business being there. You ain't paid no rent there. You don't have no business being there. You paid no light bill, no gas, no nothing. Get out!
The
blood of Jesus is against you. The blood, the resurrection blood of Jesus. Well, God, thank you because there's power in the blood. Heal them, dear Lord. We just ask you in the name of Jesus, heal them. Show the doctors that you're the doctor who has never lost.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, in the name of Jesus, we pray. And for the glory of God, we ask you. And we thank you for it. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm going to wait to get a report to thank you. I just know.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus. He said, faith the new mountain. This is a mountain. We believe it's done. We believe it's done.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you. 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 Thank you.
Thank you.
It's done. Amen. Evangelist Johnson, if you're going to see her today, lift your hands. Father, let the anointing of the Holy Ghost fall on her hands. To confirm what you've done. As she prays over her daughter, let quickening power fall on her. The power of the anointing of the Holy Ghost fall on her. And God, pull out every devil, every demon of affliction. Let the angels get them. I know they can, Lord. They got the enemy up in heaven when you thought he was so invincible. The angel got him and kicked him out. Kick him out! In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord.
Yeah, His presence is here right now. I know He's there.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, we got to move. Anybody else have a prayer request this morning? Anybody else have a prayer request this morning?
It's just the penis, sister. I had a complication in my body today.
All right, let me ask you questions before I pray for you, Sister Peterson. You've been on the line many times asking for prayer for physical illnesses. Let me ask you, do you believe God to touch you? Amen. I want to ask you, do you have faith to believe God to touch you?
Yes, I do. Put these in the muscles and the nerves and the arms.
Right.
I have faith.
Let me say this. This is not an attack on you. This is the question I ask people many times who get in the prayer line. And the reason why is because you understand the anointing of the Holy Ghost goes out. Amen. And I feel it myself. It goes out. Virtue going out. The anointing goes out. It makes me weak, and I don't use it on people who don't have faith. That's why I'm asking you. Do you have faith?
Yes, I do.
Because I'm going to pray a prayer for you. In the name of Jesus, and I want you to grab it. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for Sister Peterson.
Thank you.
God, I'm tired of the enemy attacking her body. Every night, the enemy wants to attack her body. First of all, I'm asking you to move on her medulla oblongata. Getting her brain cells to know that the Holy Ghost has power to heal every problem. I'm asking you, first of all, to heal in that area. In the medulla oblongata. Heal. Amen. Take every affliction thought out in the name of Jesus. And put in your anointing. And put in the name of Jesus, on another level. Your anointing on another level, higher level. Put in your healing virtue, even in the mind, that we can even take healing, and it shall be done unto us in the name of Jesus. Touch, sister, this morning, touch her not only in her back, in her arms, in her neck, in her side, in her joints, all over, Lord, touch the woman all over. And I pray against every spirit of affliction that comes to attack her every night, that she would move and that she would bind the enemy everywhere. Touch her body. Believe the oil of the anointing on her, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And give her testimony that the Lord healed me. In the name of Jesus, Lord, to comfort me with healing everywhere. Touch her, Lord. I wish I could get somebody to jump with me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, you made cancer. And you can hear
cancer.
What do you say about it? We want to hear what you say. So what you say, that goes on. Doctor, you never lost a case. God, we believe it. Now, we ask you to touch him, Father, and bring him before God.
Thank you.
Thank you. 64 in the morning, something happened in her body. Oh, the
please,
by your power divine. Jesus, I'm asking you correctly. I'm asking you in the name of Jesus to heal her body. Yeah, Lord, let you be the one who decides how long she lives.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
They said 2 weeks, but you decide. And then people who have been given 2 weeks or less are looking for, and they're still alive. God, you are open like the dead.
Yes.
Open like the dead. God, man. God, they can predict what they think they see. Lord, you can turn anything and everything around. And we're walking in. We're asking you. And God, we're going to be wondering and waiting to hear the report. But whatever your will is, let it be done. So I'm asking you to heal the woman and give her time, Lord, to do a work for you. Heal her and give her time to do a work for you. Put her in her heart. Do a work for you.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. You have to know the Holy Ghost to heal your body. Receive it, woman. Receive it. Receive it. No matter what the doctor told you. Don't prepare to die, don't prepare to live. Because God is the one who gives life and death. I bind you, cancer. I bind you. Cast it out. Go to the lake. Let it do this. I don't care if this is all in your bone. Bone cancer, whatever you are, you ain't more powerful than God is. God has all the power in the whole wide world. Find the enemy, the spirit of affliction.
Yeah.
I want to challenge you. God, you got all power.
In your name, Lord.
That arrogant demon talking about once I get a hold of her and start changing her sales, ain't nothing stop me. You're a liar. The blood of Jesus is against you. It stops you right in your footsteps. Blood of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood, the resurrection blood of Jesus. Yep. For the mind of the doctors. I've seen you do it. I've heard you doing it. I've seen you doing it. Baffle the minds of the doctors in the name of Jesus. Let them know that you're running everything, not them. You're running everything in the name of Jesus. And we ask it all for the glory of God. Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, that if we ask anything in your name, that you would do it for the glory of God. Let it be so. Satan, the Lord speaks you. Come out of that. The blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
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 Thank you.
Mm. Oh, my God. I hear that. He is Lord. He is Lord. You are Lord. He has risen from the dead.
And you are
Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Lord, prove to those people up there that you're Lord. For your glory, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you
Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you. Amen. We're out of time this morning. Yeah. God bless you. Is there one more before we go? Who has an urgent need? If so, speak up.
Yes, sir, Dr. Johnson. This is probably, I just feel strongly in my spirit that we need to lift up this very sweet mother who is always on the line, who had to leave to her granddaughter or funeral in a third world country. She's petitioned prayer for her numerous of times, and she was found dead. I can't think of her name. I don't know if someone knows her name, but she then shared it with us. She was waiting on the body to return home. And I just feel that just we need to lift her up in prayer.
Mother Franklin.
Mother Franklin. Praise the Lord.
Mother Franklin, what happened now?
You remember she was shared with the line before. I don't know if it was her niece or someone that was really close to her. They found her dead. She was very young. And they was waiting for the body to return back to a third world country. And I know she was going to attend the homegoing, and it was maybe several weeks, but I haven't heard her voice in several weeks on the line. And so I don't know if she's there, what's going on with her. I just want us to lift her up in prayer.
She is back. She is back.
You said she's back?